This is Jim Inkster. We switch gears. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, and we talk about education, something that affects us all, even if we're not in school or don't have loved ones who are. It's something that is a big part of where we are as a community. And Chris Meyer, the CEO of U Schools for Baton Rouge, is here, and he's held this post for 7 years. And for those unfamiliar, can you give us, Chris, by the way, this is an encore appearance for him, but for those who didn't hear the first time you were on, tell us about U Schools for Baton Rouge.
Well, thanks for having me back, Jim. At New Schools for Baton Rouge, we were created to help bring high-quality school options here to students and families in our community. We've been working over these last 7 years to make sure that every child that feels like they're not able to access a high-quality college preparation, that we would provide schools that give those kids that chance.
Chris is a graduate of Tulane and Harvard. How did you end up here?
I was the first in my family to go to college, and I've been motivated my whole life to work on educational challenges. I started as a teacher in New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina, and it was after that I began to realize there was a chance to sort of systematically help improve our education systems across the state. And so I've worked in New Orleans, and now I've been proud to be here for the last 7 years.
And for those who don't know, you went to high school where?
In Shreveport at Caddo Magnon High School.
Caddo Magnon High School. Is that kind of like Baton Rouge?
It is, yeah. There's a little rivalry there.
Well, what's the difference between going to a magnet school and, say, going to a regular high school?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, for me, I was lucky. I was pushed by a middle school teacher to apply, so I had to actually go through a testing process to be selected versus most of our students and families in Shreveport or here in Baton Rouge. They're assigned to a school typically. They get a card in the mail that says go to this school instead of actually taking a test to be admitted.
Well, Chris Meyer and New Schools for Baton Rouge, they have issued a statement that says New Schools fully supports the approval of the recently submitted charter applications of Basis.ed, Community School for Apprenticeship Learning, KIPP Public Schools, and Mentorship Academy. While we've made significant progress, the release states, in improving access, there is still a great need in Baton Rouge, with more than 20,000 students being served in the 43 schools in our city rated by the state accountability system as D or F. We must continue to expand high-quality options for students. Are charter schools the panacea?
I don't think they're the panacea. I think access to great schools, accountability, choice for families, I think those things working together can create those opportunities. And we've seen of the schools we've brought in so far, a dozen to date, that they're making great gains for students and families, and families are flocking to those schools, which is a great thing for our community.
Now, there's a story, I'm sure you've seen it in today's paper, about a charter school in Baton Rouge having some issues, Laurel Oaks Charter School. This obviously is like any other school. You're occasionally going to have some challenges.
You are, but I think in this case, this is a school that was not on the right track, and the state's actually intervening early. And so that's the advantage of what a charter school actually is. It empowers educators to fulfill the vision they've got, and if they're not able to meet the standards of high academic outcomes, that school is closed down. And while that's a painful thing sometimes, I think that's the actual approach we ought to use in our systems, is give educators freedom to run schools, but also hold them accountable for results.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org for Chris Meyer, CEO and President of New Schools for Baton Rouge. How many charter schools are there in our midst in this community?
Well, there's about 10% of students that are attending charter schools today. We've got nearly 20 in the city. And just like you pointed out, there's a mix. Some are doing quite well and attracting a lot of students and families. Some are struggling and like the case of the one you mentioned, need to be closed down, in our opinion.
What makes a good one?
They come in many shapes and sizes. I think what really works is that the schools are able to focus on the kids and their unique needs at that site. And so there's a wide diversity of charters in our community. For example, this year we helped start the Emerge School, a school focusing on students with autism. That's an example of approaching a kind of challenge in our community in a very specific way, rather than one size fits all.
Well, when we look at charter schools, we're in a city, as you note, that has a number of schools rated D or F. What does that mean when a school has that kind of a grade?
I mean, fundamentally, it means we're not putting kids on a pathway to be successful contributors to their families and to our community long term. And that's really been the challenge that's plagued our state. I saw it growing up. I didn't have any examples in my life that had really made it beyond that. And the fact that I was able to go to college really changed the trajectory, I think, for my family. My sister was the second in our family to go to college. And so I think that sort of experience is one that if we can get 10 to 20,000 more kids in Baton Rouge on that path, imagine every year the generational impact we're going to have for our community.
In order for a school to be rated like that, a D or F, what has to be going on there?
It means the vast majority of kids are not reading on grade level. They're not able to do basic math on grade level. And I'm talking about, 75% of kids not able to meet that standard. And so while we're raising standards in Louisiana, which is very important, and providing new support, the reality is we just have not been preparing enough kids for success in college and beyond, and whatever they might want to do.
Only 23% of the people in our state have a college degree. Does it all start early on, these kinds of challenges we have in having a less educated populace than other states?
It's certainly the generational impacts are real, and we have to acknowledge that. And I don't think, I think we want all of our kids prepared to be able to choose college. Too often, our kids aren't able to make that choice. Mm-hmm. I've seen schools that, for example, Collegiate Academies, which is one of the schools we help bring to Baton Rouge, in its first year last year, it took students in ninth grade only. They came in reading on about a fifth grade level. By the end of that year, that school was the third highest rated high school in Baton Rouge that's open enrollment, open admissions, meaning families applied and were accepted based on a lottery because of high demand for that kind of program and that kind of change.
877-217-5757, that is your number for Chris Meyer. We're going to spend a bit more time with him, president and CEO of New Schools for Baton Rouge for the last 7 years. And also, Chris is, as we can hear, an advocate for charter schools. He has some definite support from people not only on the right side of the political aisle, but Mary Landrieu is a major supporter of this, having seen what has occurred in New Orleans. People like her believe that this may be a better mousetrap. How do you make your case that she's right?
Well, I mean, look, I think good schools are a nonpartisan issue. I think we all want that, and I think charters are a means to that. But like we said earlier, they're not the panacea. I think ultimately it comes down to how do we want to organize our system of schools here in Baton Rouge. We have some families that are able to afford private schools and think that's the best route. Mm-hmm. We have some that are able to get into these wonderful selective magnet schools, but often that has to happen really early in a child's life to stay on that trajectory or to even gain admittance. And so I think we want to organize a system where families are empowered with choice of the school they want to attend. Educators are empowered to run their schools, and we expect results to continue that privilege of running schools.
Holly in the Garden District notes that Betsy DeVos is a controversial person who's head of the Department of Education in the Trump administration. Does this filter down when you have people who are perhaps polarizing figures at the highest levels of the national government?
Certainly, I think there's a debate about charters or this mechanism. I think pointed to our point about the release this that we put out on approving these high quality schools like KIPP, like BASIS. These are dynamic schools that are in demand in our community. And I think what we've got to focus on is what do local families want? For example, at BASIS, they've only been open for 1 year in our community but have been top rated in the country. They have 500 families on the wait list for next year or fully enrolled. Mm-hmm. That's proof that families want something different.
Another listener, Tina, asks, why is the school district in Central performing better than Baton Rouge as a whole?
I think we have a lot of school systems around us that are performing better. I think some of that is that you see a more local focus. They're able to, in having only a handful of schools where they're able to really focus in on the needs of those kids and make change. I think that's part of it. And that's really why we're advocating ultimately for a system here that empowers educators, empowers families, and then holds them accountable for results.
Well, this is a big issue about the St. George prospect. Is that a valid issue when we assess whether or not to have a city of St. George?
Well, I think families, all sorts of families, feel frustrated by the lack of sort of available options. I mean, we all have to do gymnastics to get our kids into the sort of school we dream of, and having to pay on top of our tax dollars already, I know, is a frustrating prospect. So, you know, I think for us, whether it's, you know, students and families in the St. George area, students and families living in North Baton Rouge, I think fundamentally they all want the same thing, which is a high-quality education in a great school.
If St. George happens, what happens to the school system?
Well, I think the study put out by the Chamber years ago showed that you certainly lose a number of students that no longer are going to be within the East Baton Rouge Parish schools. The MFP, interestingly, looks like it would go up slightly from the state. Because our student base within the public schools would actually be reflective of having lower sort of economics as a sort of background factor. I think it does create what has been a trend in our community for almost two decades, which is a really decentralization. And we've seen new districts created. We've seen families choosing private schools. Now we see the rise of these independent tuition-free charter schools. I think it's just more of that movement into something that is decentralized where families have access to great schools.
In his release, Chris says all types of families, whether those feeling trapped with assignments to underperforming schools or those sacrificing financial opportunities because they feel private schools are the only escape, deserve free open enrollment public schools that deliver on the promise of strong outcomes. Baton Rouge, he continues, has been fortunate to have attracted some of the best school operators in the country who bring to the table proven track records of success. We fully support the applications of these schools to the EBR board. I urge the board to approve these applications and to continue to work to provide Baton Rouge students with the education they deserve. We'll talk more about charter schools in Baton Rouge. Obviously, we have some obstacles in this community, in our school system, and maybe Chris has some answers. And you're welcome to call 877-217-5757 back after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757, and talk at talklouisiana.org. For Chris Meyer, President and CEO of New Schools for Baton Rouge for the last 7 years, and I mentioned that many kids are now part of the charter school framework here in our community. Approximately how many?
It's a little north of 10%.
A little more than 10%, which as actual numbers.
Yeah, this would mean about 10,000 students are in charter schools now.
10,000. Here's a question from a listener. What freedoms do charter schools have that traditional public schools don't? For example, how does teacher pay compare at charters versus traditional schools?
I think it's generally competitive. Again, one of the great flexibilities of this type of model is that schools are able to decide how to reward teachers and retain them over long terms instead of sort of the fixed rate step function that the sort of typical education bureaucracy follows.
Are you an advocate of vouchers?
I'm an advocate of anything that combines the freedom of families to choose with accountability. I think we need clear standards of expectations of schools if they're going to have any public assistance whatsoever.
Do you think the teacher unions are doing a good job?
I don't think they're advocating for ultimately the empowerment of educators to really run schools. I think, we haven't seen traditionally an impact and a focus on freeing students to go to schools that really give them a choice and hold them accountable consistently.
Well, if they were here, they might say that when you improve one school, quite often you're taking away from another, that there are only so many goodies to go around. The budget is a situation that everybody faces. Money is tight, and you got to have money usually to do a good job. Is that a legitimate viewpoint?
I think if you continue to run a sort of top-down school system, I think that absolutely could be the case. I think the transition we need to see in Baton Rouge is one that really pushes resources to the school level, allows educators to run those schools based on the students who come, and then give them the chance to stay, you know, with the privilege of educating kids as long as families choose and they get results. But you're exactly right. The system as it is currently structured cannot sustain itself on this model.
Jasmine in Sherwood. Good morning, Jasmine. You're on Talk Louisiana with Chris Meyer, president of New Schools for Baton Rouge. Hi, Jasmine. You're on the air. Okay, let's try Jasmine here. Jasmine, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
All right, good morning.
Yes.
Okay, yes, I'm calling as a parent here in Baton Rouge. I have a five-year-old who is starting kindergarten this year, and I'm really concerned about the charter schools that are actually coming into Baton Rouge, especially seeing what's gone on in New Orleans. And I'm really also concerned about them actually following the letter of the law, where they're supposed to be innovative, but it seems like a lot of the charter schools that are coming in are really just existing to provide what the traditional schools are already providing. And they also don't focus on at-risk students. They really focus on white and privileged students.
All right. Is that a valid statement from Jasmine?
Well, I share Jasmine's concern for the five-year-old. I have a rising kindergartner myself who will actually be at a charter school next year. If you look at the schools here in Baton Rouge, they actually serve primarily a disadvantaged population of students. I think schools that are actually getting great results for kids versus performing at a DNF level is innovative. And I think if you look at schools like BASIS, schools like Emerge that I pointed out, these are schools that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible for kids. BASIS, for example, providing all students starting at sixth grade with access to Algebra 1 and the hard sciences. That's something no other schools in Louisiana are doing.
877-217-5757. Emelina, where are you calling from?
I'm downtown right
okay.
now.
Emelina, thank you. What's on your mind?
I just want to say one thing. I believe all our resources and energy ought to be going to improving the public schools in East Baton Rouge Parish. Because, it would help the city so much if all our children were educated properly. And that's why I'm kind of leery of charter schools. I'd rather invest it in the public schools. And that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you, Emelina. Chris?
I agree we should be investing in public education. And I think we're doing that through this new model, which is about providing all families, regardless of where they live, a choice, and then holding those schools that get those students accountable. I mean, again, I'm not an advocate for charter schools carte blanche. I'm an advocate for schools that really survive because they perform for students and families. They get great results, and students and families want to stay in those schools. If they're not doing that, they're not going to survive. And I think the alternative is what we've been doing for, you know, two and three mm-hmm. decades, which is assigning kids to schools that don't work, trapping them there, and it's the families without resources that cannot escape. We are seeing a change now in Baton Rouge, and I think that's one we ought to continue with applications like KIPP, which is nationally well-known and successful BASIS as another one that ought to be allowed to expand to meet those 500 families on the wait list.
All right. Rosemary Goodell writes, I've heard some charter schools wait until October and then dismiss students who don't fit in. Those at risk or unacceptable students are then returned to the public school system, thus lowering their achievement levels, unlike charter schools. Is that correct, or is Rosemary off base?
I don't think we have any evidence of that. I think we have advocated for the school system here in Baton Rouge and others like they have in New Orleans or in Denver, Indianapolis, where there could be a universal enrollment infrastructure so we could know where students or families are going. I mean, the quite terrifying thing, I think, in our community is that we don't have a sense of where all of our students are going because we've looked at this on a very insulated level instead of sort of looking holistically. So we're advocates of any evidence and data that can show us where our kids are and where they're going.
Mishu and Glen Oaks. Hi, Mishu. You're on Talk Louisiana with Chris Meyer. Hi.
Good morning. It's all about class size. Our classes have too many people in them. The teacher can't teach. It's too many disturbances. My grandson just left Baton Rouge, went to Atlanta to a whole different public school system that has a smaller class size. He didn't learn tremendously.
Does class size matter?
There's at lower levels there's some evidence of that, but it's not as strong. I think in educational research, things we've seen are that have had strong evidence of proven results has been early childhood education and urban center charter schools.
Jen in Woodland Ridge. Hi, Jen. You're on Talk Louisiana with Chris Meyer.
Hi, Hi. I wanted to know a little bit more, if you could explain a little bit in detail about how you're holding schools accountable. Like, what sorts of metrics are you using? And, like how do you measure success in these schools?
Great question. These schools are held accountable the same way any public school is, because they are public schools. So they're rated by the state based on the performance of students on state exams. Now, we at New Schools have even higher standards for our schools in terms of operational and financial success. And every school we end up supporting, recruiting, and helping to raise resources in their startup all have track records of success. That's why we're supporting these applications like KIPP, BASIS, and CSAL that we mentioned.
Are there any public schools in the community that you think are performing well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, our magnet schools are first rate. The problem is there's not enough slots, and there's not sort of an attitude to expand those schools. I think of Flame as an example. Why we haven't created the high school for Flame when families are demanding that. Or number two, based on the demand of those students, I think anytime we see students and families demanding a model and that model has a high letter grade, which is the best way we know how today to sort of judge academically whether a school is getting kids prepared for the real world, I think we ought to be expanding those. And that's the sort of system change we want to see here in Baton Rouge.
In an ideal world, would it be better in your estimation, Chris, to just privatize everything?
I wouldn't privatize it, but I would make them all run by nonprofit boards. I think the more we can allow educators to independently run their schools and be held accountable for that, and then free up families to pick schools based on their own needs and values, I think that's a win, because the affluent families in our community do that. Disproportionately, 90% of white students that attend public schools in a magnet school go to A-rated schools. They are going there for a reason. Our other families want that too, and this is the opportunity to change that in our community.
And what about the search for a new superintendent? Is this vital? Is this or does it really matter who the superintendent
is? Oh, I think it's critical. I think the next superintendent in Baton Rouge will really define whether we're going to be a city that is winning for students and is nationally pointed to as one that's changing outcomes dramatically for kids. It's within our power to do, but we have to have a superintendent that views this as pushing power down to families and educators versus running it from a centralized bureaucracy. That change is so critical.
We talked a bit about the schools that are D and F. What's the first step to getting better?
I think the first step is approving these charter applications and allowing more high-quality schools with proven track records. Here in Louisiana, I should add, KIPP has run successful schools in New Orleans for 6,000 kids. Approving those is a huge step forward.
Last caller for Chris, Richard in Sherwood. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Fine, you're on the air.
I agree with the guy on class sizes. My granddaughter, class size is huge. When you got 24 people in a class, you just can't learn. So,
all right, what about what is the best class size?
I don't know if there is one. I think every individual school we would talk to has a viewpoint on meeting the needs of their kids. So any school that can articulate how it's using its resources to meet the needs of kids, that's a school that has at least a starting chance at reversing this challenge we have in Baton Rouge.
Chris, thank you. Hope we'll come back soon and appreciate your comments and insights.
Thanks so much.
And I do want to note that Saturday was the one-year anniversary of the passing of the great Gus Weill. And yesterday, 14 years since John Fred died. Back tomorrow. Stay tuned.